Welcome to episode 4
of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Rebecca.
Oh, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Kevin.
We have 4 people again today.
Hello. I'm alive. They did not
kill me. Kyle's back.
They did not kill me.
Lazarus Effect. Sponsored by?
No, what?
We brought Kyle back to life.
Yeah.
Maybe don't see that movie. I don't know.
We is that what that yet. Movie's about?
Yeah, it is.
Sorry to go off topic.
what is that movie?
I saw a commercial for it, and all I saw, Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia Wilde.
Wilde. Like, all I saw was she was covered in a sheet, and then she, like, shoots up, and they peel her off, and she looks all gross, and she goes, "Was I dead?"
Yes.
That was all I remember.
That's pretty much the commercial. Yeah. That's anyway.
Cool. Okay. Oh, woo! Off topic. You know what I saw yesterday? I was going to wake you up, but I decided not to. Okay. Netflix is going to make a live-action Zelda.
I saw that. Yeah, I read that.
Nice try.
What?
We've seen it. We heard about
it. Was it on Reddit?
Yeah, of course.
What's Reddit?
What's Reddit? What?
He's dig.
Reddit.org?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I didn't read the article, though. I just saw, like, someone posted it on Facebook, and I was like, I don't know about that one. Like, What? What is it going to be about?
It's going to be about Zelda.
Zelda?
And then her
cock-blocking him?
Yeah.
Cock-blocking
who? About Link.
Zink. Zink.
Zink?
that's Zelda Link's romantic name. Like, them together.
Dang,
it's Zink.
She did it.
You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, about Link and his journey.
Yeah. I mean, Zelda can hold her own, though, too.
Is it going to be her getting captured or something like that?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what is it? Like, it's like, actually, it's not a cartoon. It's like humans. So it's like,
humans.
What are they going to like? My brain.
Wait, it's live action?
That's what I said.
In a modern urban environment.
Like New York City.
She's being held captive by like drug dealers. And he has to like rob a bank. Like, that would be best.
That would be, I would watch that, but yeah. But yeah, I just sat there thinking, like, what?
Oh, Netflix.
Is he going to turn into a wolf? Like
a what?
Oh, I hope so.
There's that one.
Who? What?
Wolf, right?
What are you talking about?
The dark one?
The Wolf of Wall Street?
No, there's a video game where he like turns into a wolf.
Who's he?
Link.
Oh.
This is Zelda that we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Link
what
is the main character of Zelda.
Yes, I know.
But you keep asking who we're talking about.
You said you talk about a wolf, and so I was like, Ganondorf, maybe? I don't know.
No, I thought he...
I don't really know much.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think any of us here have played any Zelda games.
Nintendo.
Sorry.
We played Super Mario Bros.
I just
saw
you
screen,
and then every once in a while, they do like a solid black version.
That's the dark shadow. All right, well.
We'll have to see.
Anyways.
This will make cosplaying a lot easier for people, I guess.
Now with live action.
There it is. Yes.
I know what it looks like.
We don't have... No interpretation needed.
Now be on store shelves everywhere. Coming more.
Well, there's that
probably.
One.
Yeah.
There's that one TV show, Once Upon a Time, that's on ABC, and they do like fairy tale, and they had that ice girl,
Elsa.
Oh, okay. Did they?
Yeah, they did Elsa and
that
Anna.
That was a recent.
Yeah, it was this year.
Yeah.
At some point, and it just like it was so weird because usually they do like the old timey ones like Snow White and like Rapunzel, so you've already. You know, you're like,
It's been iterations of it.
It's old time. Like, they did Belle and stuff. But then you see, like, new, like, Disney. And it was weird because they just look like cosplayers on TV. You know what I mean? I've only seen Elsa at cons. And then I, like, saw it on TV. And I was like, so...
Did they do a good job with the cosplays, at least? Or the costumes in general, I should say.
I mean, yeah, it's the same word.
Nah, they were shitty.
They were... It wasn't bad.
I didn't see it.
Oh, no, they were both cute. And, you know, they made they have, like, professional seamstresses making this shit. I used to watch the show, but I stopped because it got little cheese balls for me.
Old cheese balls?
Little cheese balls.
Oh,
cheesy.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
That's live action, so they did that.
Live action can be good or bad. Like, a lot of people, especially, like, the Halo one, like, Four Dawn, Two Dawn, I said that correctly. I personally did not like that very much.
Is that the one we accidentally watched?
I don't know.
It was on Netflix.
We watched it because you watched it. It was on the recently watched.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Because Machinima released it initially on YouTube for everyone to watch for free, and then they took it down, and then it was like a month where it wasn't on anywhere. You couldn't get it all. And then Netflix eventually has it on their, as a playable movie on their thing.
It was like there was a couple girls, right?
Well, no, it was about like what's his name? It was about one main character who was like going through the Marine training and all that stuff. And at the end, there's a huge battle. And
I think that's what we watched. Yeah, no, and we were like, I kept going, what the fuck is?
Yeah, it's like I personally didn't like it just because I don't know. It's hard to interpret Master Chief as like a cosplay because it's so he has so much armor. I guess
right. Yeah,
and it's hard to imagine him outside of a game. I guess maybe that's where I come in with cosplays. Like, it's hard for me to imagine anime characters coming to real life because it's like it won't look the same because the colors are always different. No, it's you know, it's I don't know.
Yeah. But then when you see a really good one,
yeah,
your face melts.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you die. Yeah. Lazarus effects coming soon on DVD.
DVD.
I don't know.
Is that
a movie theater?
Yeah, it's just coming out.
I just
out
saw
of
the
theater.
Commercial and I didn't know what was going on. I'm sorry.
Oh, DVD. I said TBD, like
to be determined. Yeah, that too.
Date TBD.
So, I should probably look up the name. So you guys know what Crunchyroll is, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Sushi.
They made a cosplay show like last year, this 2014. And I can't remember the name of it. I should know it, but...
Wait, is it the cosplay competition?
The one I was telling you about.
Is that the one with Yaya Han?
That's King of the Nerds. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so a different show. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. No,
there was one that was just cosplay, and they would have
It's Crunchyroll. Hang on, I gotta...
And you see them at the conventions.
Oh, no, that's...
it was on Sci-Fi.
Oh, it was on Sci-Fi, too. Yeah, what was that one? The cosplay show.
Cosplay Heroes.
Heroes of Cosplay.
Heroes of Cosplay, yes.
Oh. Woo! Okay, so this one on Crunchyroll, this was online only. It's called Call to Cosplay. I didn't watch it, like, because we bought an anime, like, one, the pack that you can watch the anime
as it comes out.
We bought a subscription.
Oh, without commercials?
Yes. Okay. And it is on, like, the suggested stuff. And it has like 1.5 stars. It's Crunchyroll. I'm pretty sure it's like Crunchyroll's like
team.
Their team. Mm. But it has 1.5 stars. And from what I gathered, it was basically like kind of like Project Runway, but cosplay. Like they would give you like a mission, and you would have to do it by the end of the day
amongst themselves.
Yeah, like but cosplay.
Okay. Well, I didn't like about Heroes of Cosplay was that they only used the professional materials. So they were all like costume designers and you know, movie makeup people already.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really helpful. It was just kind of like,
I don't think it was supposed to be helpful.
Well, no, but I mean, that's where it kind of fell short. Was kind of in the same vein.
To me, it was more like project. Like Heroes of Cosplay to me was just like, oh, let's follow these people around.
Was Heidi Klum on it?
No. She didn't say I'll
be disappointed.
But it was, to me, it kind of seemed like Project Runway. Like there was a assignment, and you had to do it by the end of the episode or whatever.
Tim Gunn
involved, and then make it work, and then you would get judged, and then you would get kicked off if you were like the
was
lowest.
Was it based on like that looks the most like that, or
there was
use
like
of
I
materials?
Think there was like three categories. Yeah, like create, like you know, like yeah.
Is there, was there any like
keep in mind I didn't
value?
Watch this.
Oh,
did they bring any materials?
I only read the synopsis and the listen. Okay, I read the reviews. Okay, I'm just telling you, I didn't watch it, and I wouldn't bring it up if something didn't happen. Okay, listen. So that show happened.
Okay,
and I laughed because it had 1.5 stars. Okay. I said, well, that was a bomb. It was 6 episodes. And, like, one of the people that made it to the final episode, where it was, like, 1v1, couldn't go to the final episode, so they just threw a random cosplayer in it and competed.
What?
Yeah. That was one of it. Okay, so
That might explain
everybody was like,
the...
what the fuck? Because she, like, couldn't make it because she had to go to, like, a different convention or something to, like, she was, like, one of the guests. It was really weird.
I'm part of a TV show, but you know what? I'm just going to go to the convention
I think
instead.
The convention happened before, like... She had a commitment to the convention before the TV show. I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. So I thought, well, that's it. That show fucking bombed. Why? Out of mind now. This guy, this guy's friend was going to be on the second season of this show. I didn't know there was going to be a second season.
Good.
So they're allowed to have helpers for their missions or whatever they're supposed to do. I don't really know. And he wrote about his experience on this Call to Cosplay and how basically, like, the director had, like, no idea what cosplay was. Like, no idea what was going on.
Oh, my God.
Was, like, trying to, like, he was, like, forcing them to say lines because they, like, weren't being, like, dramatic enough. And then they said, okay, give us a list of supplies you need to us to buy for you to do this mission. So they gave them a list. And there's, like, this thing called EVA foam. Mm-hmm. And they put that on a list. And they gave them mattress foam instead. Like, they had these things, and they just gave them, like, other bull crap that, like, wasn't the same
that's
material.
That's kind of fun, though.
Close enough,
that's
right?
That's kind of a different show.
That's like
that'd be funny if you just had a pile of shit, and you're like, all right, you make that.
I think that show was called Junkyard Wars.
Yeah. But I think it was the premise of, oh, we'll buy this for you. Mm-hmm. But then it wasn't like, oh...
Seriously, that's what I need. I wrote down what I need, and that's specifically what I need.
Exactly. So that was the problem. It wasn't like, throw you in a room, now make something. It was like, give us what you need, and we'll get it for you. And then they didn't. And then it was like, did they do it on purpose, or did they just not know anything about, like, these materials?
It might have been outside the budget, too, because EVA foam, like... From what I understand, it's very expensive.
They're like,
because it's not
for that.
Yeah, they go online like, no.
Noob went to the Lowe's and said, "What's comparable?"
Yeah,
well, this mattress is about the same.
They asked the Lowe's guy. They're like, "What's like this but cheaper?"
Yeah, like, sponsored by Lowe's.
Mattress.
What's that called?
Insulation, like the glass stuff.
Oh God! Yeah, put that against your skin. Put it into your skin and, you know, call it good.
I've totally bought construction foam and made amazing things.
Oh yeah, no, that's not a problem.
But I wouldn't want it.
But if
like,
they ask you
not
specifically,
yeah, I was going to get
yeah.
that.
Yeah, if they said what do you need, and then
use
you
use a bread knife and like a sander.
But the end part that cracked me up about this guy writing about his situation was they finished their costumes, or they were trying to, and then like on the show they were like, "That's it, that's time." But then, like, they shoved him in the back, like, you can keep working back here, just not on camera.
Did they have to wear what they made?
I think so. You have to, like, present it. So they were finishing in the back, and then they brought the judges, who was, like, Miss USA, and, like, some random person, and then, like, one person that I think is actually a cosplayer. So there's two people that don't cosplay, don't know anything, and then one cosplayer. And what they did was, none of the cosplayers were out there, it was just the three judges, and they just sat there, filmed, like, judges' reactions. Mm-hmm. Just like plainly, and then the judges left.
Like, oh, that's
there was
beautiful.
No like interaction right. between like the actual contestants and the judges.
So wait, what did the judges look at exactly? Nothing. They were recorded saying, "Whoa, that's beautiful. Oh, you need to work on that a little more. Oh, that seems a bit loose."
It was
like that.
Yeah, they filmed like every possible answer, and then the editors probably just like. So weird.
Why did the judge say that twice? That's kind of weird. That scene was quite beautiful. Two scenes later, like, that seam is quite beautiful.
Like looking stern.
Yeah.
You know, looking happy.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, I don't know. I mean, I know, like, when you film TV, you have to, I mean, reality shows are not, you feed them lines all the time. Like, Kevin and I watch and we're like, what the?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, for example, like, I mean, there was an episode of Shark Tank where a guy was, you know, in the room for over an hour or so, and the show was, like, you know, 5 minutes long. And, but the judge was like, it was, like, an hour-long debate of just, like, him going back and forth, and it's, like, it just takes a long time for people to make up decisions. Or it's a matter of, like, the, you know, the producer saying, all right, hold on, I couldn't hear that. Can you say it again? Let's redo that line. And they do so throw some in for drama.
And they were, like, I guess on the Cosplay Show, they were, like, feeding him lines. Like, we're almost out of time. You know, like, stuff like that. Like, you know, like, when you watch, like, the cooking shows and they're, like, I didn't know if I was going
to
make it.
But they have to, they're, like, they have to make that drama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, if they aren't, they're kind of, like, okay, guys, come on.
But you know what?
Come on.
Kevin and I noticed.
You can fight.
We were watching a British version of an American show. MasterChef?
Yeah. MasterChef
was
so good.
It was not as, like,
dramatic.
Crazy, like the British one was like really calming, actually. Like, they just like made the stuff and like presented it to the judge, and the judge was like, well, you could do better next time. Like, it was, but I liked it because I was like, this is really calming. Like, the ones, and there was like no like crazy music, not like dun dun. Like, it was just like,
thanks, Fox.
Yeah, it was just like, I kind of liked it better, actually.
I watched a British show, Nevermind the Buzzcocks, and they were talking about MasterChef, and one guy go, you had a dramatic moment on that show, didn't you? And they showed the video feed, and it was him dumping his ruined thing in the garbage can. They go, whoa there, son.
Yeah, I can do this.
Like, American TV show just needs to be so over the top.
Yeah, and I think, that's how you keep people coming back. It's like, what's gonna happen next? But the problem with a lot of American TV shows is the fact that they always like cut right at the end, and like, but then they show what happens like in like coming up, it's gonna this happens. Like, you see what's gonna happen. Like, why didn't you just play the damn show all the way through?
The thing that bothers me like that is they cut it, but it's like, and they make it seem dramatic, but then when it comes back, it's not dramatic, and you're just like,
So
it's just like those Facebook things. Like, you won't believe what happened.
That was a bit British for me.
Right, like British people, if they come here, they're really like, holy shit, that guy cut his finger. He had to put a Band-Aid on, you know. And we're just like, ah, get over it. Put a glove on and keep working.
And what's sad is, like, there's actually dramatic moments that happen in TV shows that they make not dramatic. Like, there was, like, I think it was MasterChef.
I'm going to hold you right there and say I think we're drifting a little bit off. All right,
sorry. We went to TV shows.
Yes, we switched to TV shows. Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, I got excited.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep us.
That's fine.
Yes, we're heated about TV shows.
We do.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you.
Anyway. Thanks for pulling us back in.
Anyway, we can talk about another TV show. We started watching SAO, Sword Art Online.
Sword Art Online, which is an anime.
I don't know. Have you seen it, Rebecca?
No, but I've almost watched it. The first billion times.
Oh, hang on. Let me talk first.
All right, fine. I want to talk. Look at that. I can't even.
Just hang on a second. So I remember Ishmael.
Yeah.
He was cosplaying it, like, before anybody was. Yeah. I remember I was like, who are you? And he was like, you gotta watch this damn show, SAO. So I watched it by myself, like, without Kevin. And I got, like...
On Adult Swim?
No, just online.
I thought they played it on Adult Swim.
They might have.
I think it's on now.
But I just watched... I don't remember, on the computer somewhere. I didn't... Because Kevin definitely didn't watch it. Yeah. And I got to... it was good. It's about an... it's like being... They get stuck in a Maporga. A world, it's like a virtual reality.
Oh, okay.
And then they get, like, stuck in it.
What
like
was the word you just used?
Maporga.
Maporga.
Massive multiplayer online role playing game.
Oh.
MMORPG.
Oh, what's this MMORPG?
Maporga.
I said Maporga.
Come on. I don't think anyone in the entire world says Maporga.
Oh, come on.
I said MMORPG.
Sorry. Okay. MMORPG.
Too many syllables.
MMORPG.
Sorry, everyone. That's just my phrase. Anyways, they get stuck in there. So it's basically being in Terra. Okay. Like, you're a Terra character or a World of Warcraft character. And they're, like, fighting, and you have to get through all these bosses and stuff.
Mm. All right, well...
But listen.
Okay.
But then I got to the 15th episode, and I had to stop. Because...
Well, there was a stone they had to move. You knew it was going to take 4 episodes.
He had to charge his, move.
The two main characters get married in the game. Okay. And then it starts becoming... a weird, like, I love you. No, I love you. Yeah. I'll kill myself if you,
like,
die.
It was, like, exciting action, and then we're married, and we're in love. And it just flatlined. I was like, what the hell
and
happened?
And then they acquire a child.
Well, so they explain the child. But
they acquire it?
They acquire it. They did not birth it.
So I'll give you the synopsis up to here. Holly gave a good example. I mean, a rough description. So what happens is this new game comes out, and you have this virtual reality headgear thing that you put on, and you enter a virtual reality world, and it disables your body motions. So you know, your thoughts can control your in-game character.
You're like a surrogate. Like the surrogate.
Yes, like,
the
movie, like an avatar. Surrogates.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but
or avatar, yeah. Yes.
But you're in a virtual world.
Oh, okay.
And up until this point, you could always leave the game. And then once they officially released the game, there was the logout button was gone.
You couldn't leave the game.
And then the creator of the game, like, came in and said, listen, guys, I made this game, so you can't leave. You have to beat the 100 levels of bosses before you can leave.
And if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Right. Oh, and if someone in real life tries to remove the headgear thing, you die in real life as well. So you have to beat the game to get out of the game.
So all these people died, like, immediately.
Yeah, because,
like,
their moms
trying to
showed up and said, take the garbage out. They said, take the garbage out.
Take exactly. It
off. Fucking idiot.
So it's interesting. They're, like, leveling up and, like, learning how to live in this world. And then it just... They got married in the game because you can share, like, inventory and stuff. And you have, like...
I'm gonna give you a ring. Right. It's in my box now. Yeah. Thanks.
That's basically like that was the explanation to me. And I remember Kevin, yesterday I was going to the bathroom. He's like, oh, I gotta watch SAO tonight. And I was like, did they get married yet? And he's like, yes. And then we watched it last night. They acquire a child who's like a non-player character.
NPC.
NPC.
Yeah, non-playable character.
Something like that. And they just go along with it. And she calls them, like, mama and daddy. They're like 16 years old. I don't know. Or to me, they're 16. But I think we got to the end on accident, but we had to stop.
And it's accidentally watched the whole thing.
It's such a popular show.
Yeah.
But
it's very harem oriented, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, because all the girls like the main character whenever they meet
and
him.
And he just is so neutral about all of them.
Yeah, he's like, whatever. Except for that one. Like, it bothered me. Like, he was like, I don't want you to do this boss level with me because if you die, I don't know what I'll do.
She's the one in the dress. Yeah. Right? It's like flames or white.
It's white. Flame. It's white. It's not flame, but no.
No, that's his wife, I think. I think that he's talking to Asuna.
I'm talking about Asuna.
Wait, oh,
like the classic.
Yeah, okay. And she's like, I'm gonna go in that level with you, and if you don't let me, or if you go in that world and die, I'll kill myself. It was just,
Well, that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't she go in? Because she has to beat it anyways. It's like, so you may as well do it.
I think if one person beats it, everybody gets free.
You know what? This is what Kubo was protecting us against with Bleach. Because he said no romance. Because he knew.
Yeah.
This bullshit would be happening.
I think that's what happened. It was like fighting, and then suddenly it was like,
marriage. Yeah.
Well, love stories are always easy ways to continue on a show because it's like, oh, well, what haven't we done yet? Oh, let's make him in love. And it'll go on for a good season. That'll be a good season to go is love affair.
Well, but it's only like 25 episodes, so I don't understand.
There's a second season.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't even know what they're going to put in there. Like,
get a divorce.
I read the wiki.
Home together.
They already did.
Oh, they did.
Oh, no.
Maybe they bought a home in... No, they have a shared home in the game. I think.
What happens if they lose a limb but don't die? Like, does the foot just die? Does the foot like die in real life? Like, no, it goes black.
So the main character, Kirito, got his hand chopped off, and then it showed him without a hand for a few minutes, and then I don't know, magically he had a hand back. So you can take potions and then revive and stuff.
Right. He has those potions. They have like a life bar.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like imagine like you know Pokemon like Super Potions. Like, all right, we're good. Hand back.
So. I warned Kevin. I was like, I stopped this anime. Like, I stopped halfway through. It doesn't happen for me. But he just kept going.
Yeah, we're on what, like episode 17.
We're done.
And no, we didn't finish. We're on like episode 17 right now, and they're on level 74 or 75 of the game. So I don't understand what our second season.
What do you guys expect? Do you think they're actually gonna make it, or do you think one of them's gonna die the last second?
Okay, no, of course, well, it's gonna be level 99. I read the Wikipedia.
Yeah, parents comes home.
Ruin it for everyone.
Like. Are they
in the hospital? Yeah.
Spoiler alert for everyone that we just told.
Oh, SAO spoilers. Hey.
Yeah, we're a little bit late.
Oh, here's a second season spoiler. They go into a different game.
Oh, what? No.
No. And the level cap, now you just ruined it.
The level cap is 200 now.
They come back and then go into a game called Gun Gale Online. That's where the green girl that we shot at Anime Expo at the library.
Oh.
She had a gun. She has like a gun. Anyways, we needed to share.
Yes, our thoughts on SAO.
I watched, that's
a weird show.
Now Holly has ruined the show for me, letting me know that they have successfully beat it and entered another game.
No, she didn't say they beat them. She just said they entered another game. They could have, like, you know, found a portal. No, they could have found a portal and just teleported over there.
Right, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Holly. Now I'm depressed. I don't even want to watch the
Battle Royale. They both had to get out.
Sorry. Hey, Battle Royale spoilers.
Oh, whoops. Come on. If you haven't seen that already.
That movie's old.
Yeah.
That movie, I mean, that movie was just so, like, ridiculous. Everyone dying all the time. Like, why?
That's why it's great.
The book is amazing. If you haven't read the book, read the book. No, Battle Royale. It's an actual book.
I thought that movie is based
off Lord of the Flies. It's like this thick.
Same concept, though.
It's amazing.
No. Wait.
Well, it's like a more...
That concept isn't a lot of different. Yeah.
It's more Battle Hunger Games.
Shoving everyone to an island. Everyone kill each other to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Okay. Wait. Have you worked on your cosplay at all? I always gotta check.
Oh, we're back from the intermission. Thanks, guys.
Oh no,
there's I ordered a 1989 original Game Boy off eBay, and I received it.
Is it the regular gray one that's not colored?
Yeah, it's the classic. Oh, it's the classic one, and it also has something called a Handy Boy.
Oh yeah,
what's a Handy Boy?
Oh god,
you saw it.
Yeah, it's a huge beast of a thing that's on the top of it.
I'm like, what?
They have that.
It has a game.
It's huge.
No, we dug into like their old toy box in Spokane, and they had one, and it just is like so monstrous. And I was just like, oh god, and we couldn't even like get it on because it's so old. And...
Yeah, we tried to click it on. It's like, wait, snap on, and then open.
You should put that on the side because it's gonna hang off her skirt. Yeah. She should like extend it.
I can leave this out.
Yeah, make sure the speakers are open and the zoomer thing is all the way out. Like just
oh the magnifier
just all the way out.
No, I used that. I played the battery on there still worked, and so I played Pokemon for a hot second.
Yeah.
It was nice. I like that magnifier, actually. Yeah. I felt like an old lady, but I was like,
Look at the details. Look at the pixels.
That wasn't even on the eBay listing. You got bonus. More bang for
or,
your buck.
Or was this a different eBay listing?
I don't even remember.
It was the one we were there in the Turkish coffee place.
It was that one. But I should have gotten a game.
Yeah, Pokemon's.
Yeah,
I forgot to be Pokemon game. With a game.
It's okay. You just needed one for...
Well, it doesn't really matter.
The games are
I'm just
wild.
Gonna,
well,
yeah.
It should
I'm
come
just
with Tetris. If you can find Tetris, that's the OG
glue
game
it.
Board.
Yeah.
No.
You need to make a little pouch
yeah. Oh,
for
you,
him.
You just made them upset.
No. God.
I mean, fucking
this
glue.
This kills the
it.
Game boy.
Yeah.
You
should fucking glue it to the
bone. You should clip it.
Yeah,
like, get a clip.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah. I think they probably do make one. I just make a little holster thing. You have, you know, shove it in there.
No, because it sits out by itself on the cosplay.
It just flows. Oh, well.
It's
attached by one black pixel problem.
Yeah,
you don't see in the actual thing. It's like, boop, it just attached.
It's just like sitting on the side of her skirt.
Yeah.
Is it big? It's like this big.
Yeah,
right?
Get a magnet. Glue
it's bigger
magnet
than
the outside,
my one
magnet
from
here.
1994 or whatever, my silver one. So it was like that one.
You have
that
the silver one? You have a Game Boy Pocket? Nice.
No, yeah. Yeah, so one of those. And I was
you
mad that
those?
That
yeah.
one
yeah.
wasn't on the outfit because that would have been like way
that
too
been
lazy.
Easy. Yeah.
But, so yeah, this one's a bit chunkier.
Yeah. The big gray, the gray one that gets effed up with the UV rays, you know, turn it yellow.
Yeah, oh,
really?
It's got a little tint to
it's
it.
It's a little
yeah.
yellow.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's like an odd flesh colored.
Yeah. No.
You should paint it a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Customize it. Make your own.
No, there's a way. It was originally like gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like kind
grayish
of
white.
It's the 80s plastic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
your guys' was in really good condition.
Yeah,
because
we kept
ours
inside.
Kept it, yeah, ours
we kept
was
it indoors.
Inside,
in
the
car,
bed.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We should
yeah.
have just,
bed, yeah.
like, gotten it sent
no.
from
no,
his
no, no, no.
Collectible.
No, yeah.
Oh.
Collectible.
Oh,
okay. No,
I
no. That Game Boy
like a,
with the Handy Boy is, well, if you have the Handy Boy box especially, that's super valuable.
She got it for $10.
There's always with a box. If you get Handy Boy with a box, that's.
There was one with a box, but the Game Boy didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
see,
I
Game
didn't
Boy.
Fit on it.
Our Game Boy is
theirs
tank.
Is in pretty good condition.
Yeah. Dude, we used to always put the battery in the freezer to make them last long, because that thing just chewed through batteries like no one's been. It wouldn't even make it like an hour into driving to Seattle. It'd like die. I'm like, all right, well, that was fun. Put it down and get some more batteries or something.
Yeah. Well, it's coming along.
So wait, yeah. So which cosplay are you playing? I wasn't
it was
here
the
last
League
week.
Of Legends
Miss
one.
Fortune.
Yeah. Miss Fortune.
Wait, I thought Miss Fortune had guns, not
no,
a...
No, it's the arcade
you
version.
You
there's a skin.
She has guns.
Oh, skin.
Yeah, she has...
Okay.
It's like the Nintendo
guns. Yeah, the big blunderbuss pistol things?
No, it's like the Nintendo duck guns.
Yeah,
oh, so it's the nerdy version of her.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. My misfortune is the
pirate.
Yeah, exactly. So if they have skins, that makes a lot of sense.
I just need to check in with Sarah and see if she's doing that.
She's probably not.
I was gonna say we go shop on Monday.
Oh yeah, and
to
encourage
kind of
her.
Reel it back in.
Her friend was gonna do the regular version.
That would be really cute.
Yeah, both together.
Yeah.
But she hasn't. They haven't talked in a while. So
I know.
Like,
we kind of like.
But
you
how many
your business? One of those.
How many more? It's like 6 weeks away now. Emerald City.
Well, we're at the beginning of February right now, so
Mad.
The end of
5 or 6
end
weeks.
End of March, so yeah. 4 or 5. Yeah.
Something or other.
Yeah.
I'm gonna push it until the last moment
oh,
for
yeah.
no
yeah.
reason.
Where's because you can.
Where's yeah. it being held at?
The convention center
downtown.
Where PAX is
oh,
held
okay.
and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
that's quite nice.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
How far are you in League of Legends now? Or I know
it's
you.
Not
it's not
far.
Levels.
I know. Okay.
But can't you level up your character? Or no?
Every game you level up.
Oh,
you start from level one. You go up from there.
We're gonna download it.
Yeah, as you can tell, we have Holly and
see,
I have
it's
not.
No, we're gonna stream me trying to play it.
Oh
yeah.
God,
and it's gonna be so hilarious.
Are you gonna play
bad.
PvP or PV? PV.
We don't even know the
bots.
Difference. We're just gonna push
oh,
buttons.
PvP. It's clear. It's hard. It's very hard.
Oh, yeah. Skin, yeah.
It's very
so
difficult.
Look out for our live stream of us
yeah.
playing because
yeah.
we will have no idea what we're doing.
I can help
Wait,
out a little bit. I'm not good.
You,
I'm not good.
There,
at
are
it,
there multiplayer players, right?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can play.
Okay.
You,
oh, okay.
So we'll both download it.
Yeah.
And then we'll just be incompetent.
We'll hook
bastards
up. We'll hook
buttons.
Up with Kyle.
Yeah, yeah,
no.
Play with
aren't
me.
You? I mean, wouldn't you be in a higher class
no,
or league
no,
than us?
No. Unless you're really good, you don't make it a bronze, silver, diamond. You don't make any of that unless you're actually really good. Most people are just peasants, and we just play along.
Peasants.
Yeah. Peasant league.
All right. We'll just push buttons and
yeah
for the best.
Oh my god. god, I'm just gonna start screaming the whole time.
It's gonna be very, very frustrating.
Why don't you bring your computer over here and we can have
That's fine.
We'll have a party. Ooh, Rebecca, you can download it too.
Yeah. Okay. It's five people teams, so we'll see how it goes.
Is that called a LAN party, guys?
It is called a LAN party.
Oh my god, I've never had one.
I'll message Dale and we can
dock up with Ethernet cords.
Like some Rice Krispie treats.
Yay!
That's appropriate.
Cheetos, Mountain Dew.
See, if we have five people, we all get really good. We come on team and we get sponsored, and we'll get like we'll be on the League of Legends.
We'll play against the Korean ones, and then they'll just kick our ass in like 1 second. Like then we didn't feel like
Yeah, penta kill. What does this even mean?
Penta kill. Exactly. That's my life.
Okay. If we should practice, those guys practice all the time for League of Legends.
That's their job. That's all they do.
They get paid.
We have other jobs.
Yeah, but we can do that too. But just play on the side the whole time, you know.
You have big dreams, Kyle.
I do. I don't have enough hours in the day to do all the dreams I want to do.
Mission: become League of Legends champion.
Yeah. You'll see me there. I'll be the Chinese guy. Diamond League. Yeah. Or Diamond. That's as far as I know. I mean, there's a lot more leagues, I'm sure, than I don't know about. But I should do it.
All right, we'll do it. So. I'm gonna do it, and everybody can two people online that like us can watch. How horrible I am! Who am I gonna choose?
Well, it changes every round. Like there's like I think 12 or 16 characters you can choose from.
And there's more than that.
Each round.
Oh, okay.
And then each round, like sometimes you get the same one. Like I'm pretty good with this one guy. I don't know I don't play it enough to really know his name. But he's a tanker or he's a tank kind of guy. And so he just goes like hardcore DPS and then go and take hits. I'm good with him. Any other character, like, you know, any ranged characters, apparently with those, you're supposed to, like, build up the character first. Like, it's called AP carry, which means you, like, run around and you, like, build that experience.
Hang on, pause. This sounds horrible. I'm going to be so bad at it.
Yeah. Well, it's like any game. I mean, just, like, it's like Terra. I mean, there's characters that are good at certain things, but you have to build them a certain way.
That's true.
Yeah, but with this game, you have to rebuild it.
Putting different outfits.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I care about. Who's pretty?
You have to rebuild it every single game.
Yeah, that's kind of
half an hour. It takes half each game. It takes at least half an hour.
So you can't have like the same character every time.
Not necessarily. You could if you're lucky, but not necessarily.
So it randomizes. Okay.
Yeah, but there's enough character. Like there's different characters of the same classic tanks and archers.
So you just pick the same type you like or whatever. Exactly.
But again, each character also has a plus pros and cons.
Too. Right.
Okay. So. Interesting. There's okay, well, I didn't know that. I thought you just kind of picked one, and then you were
It's not like World of Warcraft where you pick one character and you go, you know?
Well, just from the... I don't know if you remember. We watched that one stream that one time.
Oh, yeah.
But that girl was always the little fox guy.
Wait, the booby girl one? The one that was like...
The booby girl one.
Right? Wasn't that the one you were like, yeah, she just here to show boobs and then she gets
No.
Someone else? Okay.
No, because she was wearing like a full like man's t-shirt. Like it was like baggy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
We picked a random one.
Kyle's confusing people right now. That's okay.
We picked a random one that Kevin watched one, and the girl was getting like thousands of dollars.
And then
he was like, man, it's just because she has her boobs out. Like,
oh yeah. Oh sorry.
Maybe, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Because we were just watching it on Twitch, and I was like, I mean, this girl. Yeah.
Yeah. I think she made
20,000, or like somebody has donated like $13,000 to $20,000 to her. Like she was just like top donors. This person. I was like.
But you make money on the game?
If you're popular.
Well, from your fan base.
Yeah.
Is it like money you use in the game or is it
real life money? So she had a Amazon.
Rebecca is intrigued.
Oh. She had an Amazon wish list and she just posted a link to her Amazon wish list and people just mail things to her.
So I think those are called cam girls.
Those are characters hot, right?
Cam girls who play games.
They're real life characters.
Because they're videoing themselves.
So there's a little box in the corner.
There's a box in the corner of her face.
Oh, and her boobs.
And her boobs. Yeah. Typically boobies.
Oops, the camera fell, guys.
Huh. I'm only in my undies. Rebecca's considering, but that's why the girl we watched was just like in sweatpants. Like she wasn't.
She's an actual gamer. Gamer.
She was learning. Yeah,
she was learning.
But she was maybe we just only watched one game of it because she was just that same character the whole time. So I thought you could choose, but. Now that I know you can, I'm kind of sad.
That's okay. That's all right. We'll give it a try, see what happens.
It's fun.
What if you buy a skin, though?
Right, because then you have to buy a skin for
I don't know if you can buy a skin for the actual game.
No, for the characters?
For the characters.
That's how they make money, the RPs.
The arcade version is a skin you buy.
Yeah.
I've never bought a skin.
That's what RP. I don't know what RP stands for, but it's the currency you use in-game. You can transform your doll, real life doll hairs into RPs, and then you spend your RPs
Again, guys, I'm not that deep into it. I'm sure once we actually start playing,
yeah, it'll make more sense. Yeah, all right, we're drifting again. But
no, League of Legends is a lot of people cosplay. Get away! Stop trying to. You're
all right, but we're reaching our time limit. So I just want to keep us on top of that as well.
I understand. I'm sorry.
So rude.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep.
I might be dead next week. Again.
Somebody has to edit this video, so
The edits this week will be much better because I will be handling
the
video.
Yeah,
not cutting to people who aren't talking.
I think last week's video edit was the best one of all time. Pretty freaking sweet.
Explain. I was not here. What happened?
Just
Holly?
Reactions. Just mild. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have one video camera that can record video infinite.
We broke the fourth wall. Oh god.
That's okay.
Hello.
Hello.
We have a digital SLR that can record. Hi. That can record video for 20 minutes only due to laws.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all. You can look it up if you want. We were filming last week and we didn't realize that the digital SLR stopped. It had been 20 minutes and it had stopped recording because it doesn't make a sound. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't click. It doesn't do anything. It eventually made a click because the back just turned itself off.
Right.
And I looked at Kevin and said, we should probably look at that. And Kevin goes, oh yeah, it records it again. And then we start again. But we didn't realize when we got to edit the video that it had been about 15 minutes of no video on me, and I coincidentally had been talking that whole 15 minutes, so none of the video is on me. It's only on Kevin and Rebecca, who aren't talking. They're just looking at me.
Correct.
Yeah, we were like, minimal.
So
that might have been the most intriguing part of, I mean, that's probably
it was great.
We were pretty intriguing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would suggest the audio-only version of the podcast, because then you can't see anything.
Right. Unless you really want to appreciate Kevin's beauty, which, you know. Whatever.
Right, he got a super haircut.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a bit samurai-y, even though he's not
samurai.
Japanese.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. You're Chinese. Yeah. It's against your culture.
Yeah. And you gotta have
is that appropriation?
No, it's okay. I don't. It's all right.
Can a Chinese person pretend to be a Japanese person?
I think it's
sacrilege.
I'm not pretending to be a Japanese person.
I know. I'm just making fun.
Kevin's actually Kevin. I think the milkman was Japanese.
The milkman dad.
Anyway.
That's it.
Yes.
For episode 4. Thank you for joining us.
Tune in next week.
We will be back next week with episode 5, yes. But not 5 people.
You never know.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
Double clap.
And cut.
Woo!
Oh, that was good. Oh, jeez, Kevin. Easy.